won a second term with 55.5% of the vote, alleging the election was marred by widespread fraud, with Odo's opponent, ex-Special Forces Commander Prabowo Subianto, has refused to accept the results. Indonesia's security minister said authorities would restrict access to social media in certain areas to prevent the spread of fake news.
Conservative elected officials in England are becoming increasingly afraid of being milkshaked. The Guardian newspaper reported today that Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage stayed in his campaign van, quote, after being stalked by people carrying milkshakes, end quote, in Rochester, a city in the home county of Kent. On Monday, Farage was reportedly hit by a banana and salted caramel shake in Newcastle near the Scottish border. In Rochester today, local police spoke with two men who shouted hostile comments at Farage while, quote, holding iced lattes, according to The Guardian. Independent Party candidate Tommy Robinson and UK Independence Party candidate Carl Benjamin have also been milkshaked. Thursday is the European parliamentary election, where English voters will choose their EU representatives, even as the country is still divided about the vote to exit the EU. Burger King tweeted this week, quote, dear people of Scotland, we're selling milkshakes all weekend. Have fun. Love BK. Hashtag just saying.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories and tips at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Jason German, Dan Raphael, Melinda Wolfert, and Kenzie Beard. The producer is Lisa Loving, and our engineer is Tammy Habteas. The interim director of Evening News and Public Affairs is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You're listening to KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath at 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River at 91.9 FM. I'm Liam Delta.
What it do, you are listening to News from the Boo, your weekly news segment brought to you by myself, Mike Crenshaw, actually twice weekly, news from in and around the KBOO community. And I'm going to be talking to a very special guest, Kunu Bear-Chum, tonight. What's up, Kunu?
What up, man? So good to see you. So happy to be here.
Yeah, man. Give thanks. It's been a minute. You're involved with a lot of different things. Not only, you know, you got your new child and the addition to the family, but you've been a long time hip-hop artist, making good music with Burial Ground Sound, Burial Ground Society. So, you know, tell me a little bit about your relationship to music and what you're up to right now.
All right, man. Thank you. So what am I up to right now? Well, right now I'm raising a beautiful child with my beautiful wife. Shout out to Shoshana and Asa. They're tuning in right now, I believe, unless he's napping. But basically that, you know, that's taken the majority of my time and effort. But other than that, I work for a nonprofit called Wisdom of the Elders. And we just released, we had our premiere of a documentary series at the Witzel Auditorium in the Portland Art Museum on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And there are 2 1-hour documentaries about the native people of Oregon. They're split up to Western Oregon and Eastern Oregon. And it's basically addressing the native communities, but not only the communities, it's the tribal entities, right? It's the tribal mm-hmm. governments. And we're going into these communities and we're asking elders, scientists, artists, just general, you know, people who live on the land, you know, out in these areas that, here we're in Portland, right? And so most of Oregon is rural, you know, and so a lot of these tribal places are out in the cut. And so basically the idea for the documentaries is, how are tribal communities reacting to the changing environment, and what are they doing to mitigate it? But then in that same situation, it's how has it always been, right? So we're asking, you know, what elder wisdom is there, you know, within the culture? And so there's this terminology called traditional ecological knowledge, TEK.
Uh-huh.
And so this is what, you know, like universities are now acknowledging has value, right?
Wow.
And so we're going to these communities and saying, hey, what is it that, you know, has always been? Like how has your community always lived with the land? And now that this environment is changing, how are you using that knowledge to adapt?
That's real, man. And you know, we, at the top of the conversation, we talked about music because you and I know each other primarily through hip hop as fellow hip hop artists and part of the local regional hip hop community. And we both make music. Our music is conscious. Your music is very conscious. But then more importantly, you know, when you talk about the documentaries that you just aired and premiered, there's an awareness of the world and the environment that we live in. There's also the cultural history of people of this region, First Nations people. Where do you see the connection between awareness and political consciousness and activism? And then where do you see the connection between those elements and then cultural artistic expression?
Yeah, man. So, you know, the way I think of it, man, is, you know, one thing that I always hear in, like, you know, hip hop circles is like, yo, da da da, the culture, this and that, the culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how are you adding to the culture? And, you know, I think that I heard this podcast recently, which was super dope, and I'm forgetting who was being interviewed, but it was Microphone Check, with Franny Kelly and Ali Shahid Muhammad. They have this dope podcast, but basically the person they were interviewing was like an industry mover and shaker, and she was saying like, yo, for artists, like don't ask artists like, what are you doing for the culture, like, you know, like, why are you, they don't ask people to give back to the culture, because it's like what the artists are doing every single day is adding value to the culture.
You know? It is a culture.
And so like with that, just, you know, the music and then the documentary that I just mentioned, like it's all one thing. And that's what I learned from interviewing these elders, is like you can't separate it all. You know, it's like,
right,
it's like a basket, like a woven basket. You know, all these elements are the same thing.
Yeah.
And so I think like the dominant culture, Western culture, you know, society wants to put things in boxes all the time.
Uh-huh.
And then like these indigenous cultures do the opposite. They weave everything together, you know? And so I think with that, you know, like I consider myself just a storyteller, a modern day storyteller. And however we can tell these stories, we tell them. So sometimes it's with a documentary film, sometimes it's with music, but it's always acknowledging the culture, right? And then just being a reporter of you know, what's happening.
Yeah, I was down in Central Oregon with the Oregon Folklife Network, and we were talking about the traditional arts apprenticeship program, and there were a lot of Native elders in the room and other representatives of what would be called traditional folk art. And a few years back, they recognized hip hop as a folk art, and I was the first artist that they that they considered a master artist and recognized hip hop as a folk art. It was dope. But there were these heavy conversations, good conversations about culture and like how people, some of us, have never considered what we do culture. We've just considered what we do part of who we are as human beings. And what you mentioned about, you know, Eurocentric dominant culture has a way of compartmentalizing and quantifying and breaking down everything into these separate pieces when there's actually a more like holistic totality of like, you know, being who we need to be. And I might do a documentary. I might cook some food. You know, you might catch me dancing when that's appropriate, you know. Yeah. So for the people who are interested in the documentary, you said that you just premiered them at WITSL. Where could they find them if they want to see the documentaries?
Yeah, so we're working on that right now. We're working on the whole back end situation of like, where are we going to try to get it out to the rest of the world? But we're in talks with OPB.
Okay.
You know, and this is all stuff that, you know, maybe I shouldn't be saying, but whatever, you know, it's just we're trying to push it out as much as we can. And we either want to go the route of like, do we want to go with like local television, or do we want to do the film festival route? But any of the information that we do put out can be found on the website, which is wisdomoftheelders.org.
Okay, dope. And you've been a filmmaker for a minute in addition to being an MC. You helped me shoot one of my videos. You've been producing documentaries. There are some comrades that I recently caught up again with, Kylia, who is one of the recipients of the Fields Artist Fellowship.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm forgetting the other comrade's name. Don't be mad at me if you're listening, but there were those two were the two who approached me back when One Flaming Arrow.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They created that that expression, that event. So then looking at going forward, man, where could people, if they want to listen to your music, and in a second here, I want you to introduce one of the songs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If people want to check out the music, what's the name of your, what's your artist's name? Where can they find you on SoundCloud? And then what's the name of the crew that you're part of?
Right. Okay, so to answer those questions, Burial Ground Sound, Burial Ground Society, that is a crew that I'm a part of, and we're indigenous creators of all types, you know, like I was saying before, you know, it's like some you know, like music, film, you know, like traditional painting and different arts, you know, we're just a conglomerate of creative folks. But then we added, it was Burial Ground Sound to begin with, but then, you know, we started doing our homework on like, you know, like old school types, you know, of getting people together, and it was always said in a society, like, you know, we're a society of this, a society of that. So basically the idea is, you know, bringing the energy of our ancestors, you know, through the burial ground, burial mounds, you know, and it started with the music first, so that was the sound, and then it moved into, this is a society of creative folks, so we're putting that together. So shout out to BGS, you know, that's my crew. We're all around the region. But then also with this music, I used to go by, you know, the moniker Strychnine, and that was a thing that I was doing since I was a teenager. But then I felt like I needed to kind of shed that, you know, because there was like a lot of heaviness of, you know, being a young, you know, dumb running around the town, you know, like just trying to paint it red and just not giving up about anything, you know, and just all about like getting up. And so, you know, that served me well for that time in my life. But, you know, since becoming a father, and, you know, like kind of just trying to level up as a human being, I thought, you know, I gotta kind of shed that, and, you know, and so now I'm releasing this album as Kunu, Kunu Berchum, and I have a website, www.kunubercham.com, so then when the album comes out in a few weeks, it'll be there. And right now, if you check that out, I got some music videos and some other, you know, content on there.
Okay, what's that website again?
www.kunubercham.com.
That's what's up, Kunu. Why don't we listen to one of the tracks you brought down here with you tonight? And before we do, what would be the title of the song, and what's it going to be about? And one more thing, I put out message on social media that we were going to be discussing the connection between hip hop and decolonization.
Right.
So yeah.
So this track, this is actually, this will be the intro title, not the title, but the intro track to the album. It's called Rain on the Horizon. It's produced by Wiseacre Worldwide.
Big up Wiseacre.
Yeah, Che Finch. He's the homie. He's the OG. He, you know, he was one of my first teachers in, you know, teaching me how to how to record and you know, get my vocals right and, you know, song structure and all that. So it's his production, it's his beat, and he's on the second verse. And so it's called Rain on the Horizon, hashtag Columbus Must Die.
Yeah.
And we're about to play it in 3, 2, 1. Big up to K-Boo.
Yeah.
Wiseacre One on the beat. Burial Ground Society. Strychnine. Check it. I'm a feminist, activist, masculine MC, that'll pacifist to a fascist face. An indigenous urban dweller, storyteller, silver-tongued devil type of fella. I overuse the words dope, fresh, sick, tight, and hella. I'm a blessed coast representer. I spend my hard-earned cash on organic, local, and handcraft. I sip cider and shoot tequila. Burn the low THC, high CBD sends Amelia. I used to not do ish. Now I hustle hard and don't know when to quit. Work ethic is legit. I got a good woman at home and I work for my community. Revolutionary love, peace, and unity. That's what I give to my family. Haters, naysayers, instigators, energy takers, vampires, thieves, and liars. You get cut down quick if you come round my way with that shit. Respectize this unique existence, because I live and breathe resistance. Resistance, resistance. Columbus has to die. After 500 years, kill him! Kill Columbus! His legacy still lives. Columbus has to die. You know, it's because of Columbus that we are primitives. Well, let me tell you, I am a born-again primitive. And I am proud.
Rising out the emptiness of space, unaware of time or place, uncaring of the barren, staring into the barren waste. Ancestry displaced, sacred ways disgraced. Steps traced to re-embrace cultures and languages they attempted to erase. And in the end, and then it goes, the emperor wears no clothes and an empire deposed. The thunder rolls, underclass disclosed, the fraud exposed, case closed. Truth gently let me be set free. Mine's a weapon and my clip is never empty. Therefore this energy cannot be tamed. I shall not refrain in the face of my enemy. This new indigenous horizon take reign. Burial ground society, for we and I not about the fame. Reclaim, say your name, what? BGS, say your name, what? BGS, say your name, what?
And everyone knows he was a half a world, of course.
That he's a hero.
Our allies, man.
Whoo! I bumped that, man, and that's why I said what I said. The tagline: we're gonna talk about the connection between decolonization and hip hop.
Right.
Good work, my man.
Thank you, bro.
Good work, Wiseacre. Yep. If you're listening, Trey. So much, dude. You took it. You tore it down. From all the like highfalutin intellectual ideas and brought it back to the simple plain fundamentals, which is how can we sit up in here and act like reality isn't real?
Right. Yeah, man. And the reality is, you know, brown kids are dying. You know, our cousins to the south, you know.
Okay.
You know, like the reality is there's this imaginary border, this line in the literal sand. And you know, I mean, we can get real deep on why, you know our relatives from the south are trying to come north for opportunity. There's so much to unpack there, but the reality is that, you know, it's what it is. It's what capitalism does. You know, it you know, it's like, let me get everything. Let me get everything, and then all you other ones, you know, you can just, you know, survive off the crumbs. So, you know, in a real simple sense, that's what it is. And it's like, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, really at the bottom line, it's just heartbreaking to know that these are kids, you know, that are dying in captivity. Come on. And, you know, this is the colonial system that continues, and it's all based off that person that must die. Like, you know, it's the reverberation of that individual's conquest and that individual's mission, you know. And recently I've been trying to not say the word Columbia, right?
Okay.
Because I realize that river has a different name. And one of my old you know, grandpa uncles, he was telling me it's called Inchiwana, which means the big river. So I've been trying to always just call it Inchiwana.
Man.
And just, I was awoken to the concept of just the word Columbia and what that means about how it's, you know, it was what that dude was trying to create, which, you know, we're here at the end of the Oregon Trail, and that's why that river is called Columbia, because it's manifest destiny, you know, realized.
Yeah,
and,
bro.
And so, you know, with that, I'm just like, I'm just trying to never say that, you know, like as the song was saying, you know, so just trying to, you know, bring those original names back.
Man, and it's a worldwide struggle, you know, English being one of the most widely spoken dominant languages of commerce, political, military, you know, and even cultural affairs, especially in the so-called West, right? Like, we call this the West. Mm-hmm. But what is the perspective that even named this part of Earth the West? The West according to who? Like, what's the starting point for this to be the West? You know, and like, you started off, you said brown children are dying. So like, you know, the brother that died this week, 5th since December. It's mm-hmm. May. May is the 5th month. So they've been killing one child a month. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing to die tragically, but to die in captivity on some arbitrary stuff based on the vampire empire and the culture of vulture. And the struggle is at hand. So we navigate this space as artists, as creative people, right? Mm-hmm. As activists committed to some form of liberation. And we try not to reinforce the oppression. Mm-hmm. So we're speaking a language of an oppressor mm-hmm. to communicate. We can flip it. How do you, amidst the trauma, because I'm also aware of like not trying to just feed people trauma,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we've gotten used to consuming that as if it's entertainment, mm-hmm. you know. How do you overcome in your daily practice and create something that sustains life and not just reinforce the destruction?
Right. Well, you know, I think that's a really great question, man. And to answer it, and you know, I think I'll just speak on the way that I want to create my art. You know, is, you know, we know what the concept of poverty porn is, right? And mm-hmm. that's what gets airplay. That's what gets, you know, visuals. You know, on any media station, it's like, all right, let's, you know, it could be whatever oppressed person. Let's look at images of these people suffering, and then like one person makes it out, and that's beautiful, and that's a success story. Well, like that is complete BS, man. That's like you know, you're reinforcing this idea that we can't all just unite and lift each other up, right?
Right.
That it's like it has to be this, and because we all started at the bottom for one to make it, that's the most beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you know, and that's like that's the story of, you know, like the, you know, and it all comes back to the capitalist system, right? It's like, well, you should be lucky that, you know, one person made it, you know, now you guys got something to talk about,
right,
you know,
celebrate that,
right? And then so, you know, through imagery and stuff, like, you know, I through the film work, and you know, I really try to focus on promoting positive imagery,
Okay.
You know, because we have tons of traumatic stories we can talk about, but let's you know, let's acknowledge that and move on and acknowledge the amazingness, which is most of life, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, wherever we may be financially or whatever, I mean, we're here, we're breathing, we're experiencing life, and you know, as people from the struggle, we know what is beautiful and we know how to acknowledge the beauty, and then we should just promote that. And that's just, that's kind of how I try to battle that.
Word. And I want to also say, you know, acknowledging it and then also creating beauty as a response. Mm-hmm. And as part of what we contribute, it's not about ignoring the trauma. It's not about saying the trauma doesn't exist, but it is about, you know, being accountable for what we have to do. Right. With the fact that we were born into a certain amount of trauma, we're going to navigate a certain amount of trauma, but what we have to contribute is something that is actually about overcoming, and it's not just about the individual. So you got one more joint to play for the people on the way out.
Got one more. And also, before I say this, man, or before we play this, you know, it's our comedy. It's our, you know, it's like the comedy of oppressed people. That's what gets us by, man. And, you know, I don't know if, you know, whoever's listening out there, like, if you ever met an Indian native, like, we got some jokes, man. Like, you know, like, we know how to snap, you know, we have fun. But, you know, that's the truth tellers, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, I think about Dave Chappelle, and I think about, you know, other comedians who, you know, are delivering the truth. But, you know, it's like, you got to laugh.
Just know? Remember that Columbus was half a world off.
How could you be that far off?
His GPS was garbage, buffoonery.
Right. I mean, if he would have reached out to some islanders and asked them how they do it, he might have been, you know, helped out a bit.
Right. Get them to the spices.
Yep.
What's the name of this song we're about to go out with?
All right. So this track is called Battle Smoke. This is a shout out to my Ho-Chunk people. I'm Ho-Chunk enrolled. People of the Big Voice. I was my native name over there is He Who Walks Through the Battle Smoke. And so I wrote this track with that in mind. And then after being at Standing Rock and helping out with certain, you know, just energy, putting energy that way. But also I got some jokes in here too. It's not all serious. I just got to say right here, if you're listening and you like Lord of the Rings and you like Ents, I bring Ents up in this. That's all I got to say.
All right. Kunu Berchon.
I am that. Eddie Curtis can't keep me frozen. No, in fact, I am fluidity on the track. I give you that kick ass feeling as I'm drilling deep down into the spirit of America. Smells like fracking when I'm rapping, cause my flow is on fire. Fire, fire, fire. Through the battle smoke, I invoke traditions of old. Go into those places where legends unfold. Merciless Indian savages with a vengeance. Born with the life sentence of being a renegade. Menace to the imperial ruling class. Killers of the earth, be stirred. You do not get one word. Frontliners advance. All you hear are war chants. From the forest on the shoulders of an ant. Hair blowing in the wind and looking like I've been living in the gym. Water protectors and land defenders, lace up your boots and rally the troops. You know what they're huffing on by the tone of the huffer song. We're here to change it up. In the spirit of rage, we will crush the creators of the cage. All you hear are war chants.
vision, the rhythm, a strict nine venom, sending down battle cries for a missing and murdered indigenous women. It's like the struggle is never ending, the trauma is too damn real. All your colonial mind should feel lucky that I haven't gone Bucky Barnes yet. Bet I won't forget, winter is coming and I'm a soldier on. Kunu walks through the battle smoke. Kill your masters, frontliners advance. All you hear are war chants. All you see is the war dance. You are in the end game now. This is your last chance.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Bodie Phelps Angelversary and Protest on Friday, May 24th at 11 a.m. at Gresham City Hall. Bodie Phelps was 22 years old when two Gresham police officers shot and killed him on May 24th, 2016. The gathering remembers Bodie Phelps with speakers, flowers, candles, and protest against police murder. Again, that's Bodie Phelps Angelversary and Protest on Friday, May 24th at 11 a.m. at Gresham City Hall, 1333 Northwest Eastman Parkway in Gresham. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Join us on Sunday, June 2nd from 2 to 4 p.m. for KBOO's 51st birthday party and birthday cake potluck. Bring a birthday cake if you can and celebrate the existence of 51 wonderful years of grassroots, volunteer-run, independent community radio serving Portland, Cascadia, and the world. KBOO is an independent